USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Across the globe, over 100,000 people have now died from the COVID-19 virus. In the United States, the death toll is 18,000. According to Johns Hopkins University, there are 500,000 people infected with it here. Weighing in on those numbers, President Trump says at this time he won't lift the federal safety guidelines, but he has announced an opening the country task force.
You open up, could lead to death, and you're right. But you know what? Staying at home leads to death also. And it's very traumatic for this country. But staying at home, if you look at numbers, that leads to a different kind of death, perhaps. But it leads to death also. So it's a very big decision. As I say, it's the biggest decision I'll ever make.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Former Vice President and presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will most likely make a move next week toward picking a running mate. Biden has already said he would prefer to choose a woman. This week, Biden told donors his team has talked about naming the VP choice well ahead of the Democratic convention in Milwaukee, which has been rescheduled to August because of the coronavirus pandemic. Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates agreed to cooperate with South Korea on developing a vaccine for the coronavirus during a phone call with President Moon Jae-in on Friday. Gates, who predicted in the 2015 TED Talk that viruses could pose a greater threat to humanity than missiles in the coming decades, described South Korea's approach to tackling COVID-19 as a global model. Gates has praised South Korea for rapid and extensive testing and for its work on digital contact tracing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia said he's optimistic that the economy will bounce back, and helping small businesses is the key. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
The main driver of small business stimulus in the CARES Act is contained in the Paycheck Protection Program. Over $349 billion is set aside for loans for small businesses. Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia says the program is working and helping small businesses.
Well, let me emphasize first how valuable at this time I think that Paycheck Protection Program is. As you said, a key concept behind the program is not only helping keep small businesses afloat during this difficult time, but also keeping their employees on payroll, keeping them attached to the company so that when the business is ready, the workers are there, they have jobs, and we can get the economy going again. I think the concept there is very important from an employment, from a Labor Department perspective, and we very much want it to succeed.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been able to briefly walk in his hospital room as he recovers from COVID-19. Johnson was transferred out of the intensive care Thursday after spending 3 nights there. Johnson was taken to the hospital Sunday after 10 days of self-quarantine with coronavirus symptoms. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.